13 now, midway through 13 and 14. Sam Mayer leads off of turn number 14.
Thomas Annunziata has crashed. The yellow flag comes out, and it is the sixth of the afternoon here in the Drive for the Cure Xfinity Series cutoff race. And right now, it's a great time to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Sixth yellow flag of the day for Thomas Annunziata. He got into the tire barrier down at turn one. He nosed in there pretty hard, so this may be an extended yellow. We've watched the replay. He barely touched the brakes before he got in there. Maybe 50 feet before he got to the barrier is before Annunziata got onto the brakes there and shoved the number 35 pretty hard into the tire barrier.
Look, I think he missed the braking zone by only a couple hundred yards.
It was not a good landing for Thomas Annunziata there, and that's going to set up some more late race dramatics here. It takes a long time for him to run a lap under caution, so we'll see where we are when we restart here at the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
At Bass Pro Shops, we salute those who serve. We proudly stand with those who stand for our freedoms by offering our legendary salute discount every day, saving active duty, veterans, and first responders up to 10% on top quality outdoor gear, and recently partnering with the Army and Air Force Exchange Service, becoming the official outdoor gear provider for our heroes. It's more than the great outdoors. It's about honoring those that protect it. Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats, too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. Join NASCAR legend Kyle Petty in the Fan Zone this Sunday, where you can enjoy a free coffee, check out some awesome vehicles, and have a chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade and the grand prize, a ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner. And with pit road still closed, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We're getting down to the closing laps in the Drive for the Cure Xfinity Series race here at Charlotte Motor Speedway on the Roval. We're under the sixth yellow flag. When they come by the next time, 12 laps to go. Right now, Shane Van Gisbergen, plus two above the cut line, two below it, Justin Allgaier. I think that could be, Doug, a really interesting point there towards the end of this race. If Van Gisbergen doesn't win it, there's a good chance that Allgaier might be able to sneak by him in the points.
It's going to be curious to see how this finishes up, because that I think you're right, Mark, because I feel like, I don't know, I'm like you, I think Allgaier can find a couple of more spots.
He's 12th.
Yeah.
Can he pass Balicki, Smith, Love, Kligerman? Yeah. Austin Green, yes, I think so.
I think he could find three more spots. and that would take care of his part of the business. For Shane Van Gisbergen to make the playoffs, then he's forced into a must-win situation.
Because he's in the points, Doug, now frozen in the second spot, right? He can't pick
Absolutely.
Up anymore. He's got to win the race at this particular point. And what a deal wouldn't it be for Sam Mayer? Like Sammy Smith last week, nothing really going right most of the season, quite frankly, for that team over at Junior Motorsports. And look at Mayer. Three top tens the last 13 races. Opened the playoff by finishing 13th at Kansas, 38th at Talladega. Struggling. And yet he could come out of here and again, like Smith, hit the home run that moves him into the round of eight. 2 weeks in a row. Last place car in the playoffs. Wins a race. Goes on. Could be that for Junior Motors.
And I like the fact that the top three drivers are all playoff drivers. They're all pretty good going left and right. Like we said, Mayer, the defending race winner here. Shane Van Gisbergen, three wins this year on road courses. A.J. Allmendinger, undefeated in Xfinity racing here on the Roval. I want to take a quick private moment here, Mark, and thank you and all the rest of the PRN team members who came down to the media center earlier today. This will be my last race weekend broadcasting here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's not without mixed feelings as I'm riding off to retirement. And Marcus Smith and Jeff Gordon and Greg Walter, the president and GM of the Speedway, recognized me by giving me the Bruton Smith Award, which is the trophy they give to the winning driver here for the Coca-Cola 600. The trophy for the Roval is a little bit different, and it's the actual metal cast trophy. It's almost too heavy for me to carry around.
A tornado will not take that away out of your man cave.
You could weight that down. Thanks a lot to Marcus and all those guys. Let's check in. Let's check in on pit road now with Alan Cavana.
An easy decision for Sam Mayer and crew. They said they wanted to be on offense. That means the best tires possible. The right side is done. They're on round to the left. Not such an easy decision for A.J. Allmendinger. Ultimately, they do decide to pit four tires for the 16 car. Brad Gilley?
Playoffs drivers Justin Allgaier, four tires in Sunoco. Also, Parker Kligerman. Connor Mozak comes in from the top five. He gets four tires in Sunoco. Brent Miller.
After much debate, Shane Van Gisbergen decided to stay out and take the lead. Chandler Smith came in. He's got the four-tire change and a chassis adjustment and a full tank of Sunoco fuel.
Wow.
That's
a big-time decision right there. A big-time decision. Also staying out, as we look out on the racetrack behind Van Gisbergen, you have one, two, three, four, five, maybe seven or eight cars before you get to the cars coming off the pit lane.
He's got a buffer, Mark.
He does.
Mark, change, how many cars do you get back to A.J. Allmendinger? Is that like nine or ten, it looks
well,
like?
Well, they keep
Sam
coming
Mayer.
Every bit of
or
that.
Or Sam Mayer.
They're starting to work their way now around the 43 machine off of turn number three. Yeah, it looks like about eight cars now, Doug, as they tuck in behind the pace car and they start to climb the hill.
I would be nervous about this. I'm still nervous about it, but at least you've got a buffer of some cars that those guys that stopped and got tires have to get around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoa.
Wow. Big gamble. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Kevin Walter, crew chief for SVG. What was the thinking in staying out?
The thinking was I think we got the guy for the job, so put him out front and let him do the work. I think we got a car that is capable of winning. Put him in the position to do it.
How much are you guys keeping an eye on points and making a decision?
We're keeping an eye on it, but, I mean, if we win, we ain't got to worry about the points, right?
Exactly right. That's Kevin Walter, SVG's crew chief.
This is Kenny Rogers. No one to hold him. This is a big play. This is all in.
Yes,
this
it is.
This is just a poker table,
yes,
and I'm just taking the chips and shoving them to the middle.
And what this does right now at this point, Doug, they are showing Van Gisbergen above the cut line, obviously, but it shows Allgaier 1 point below it to Sheldon Creed, who's out of the race. So Allgaier might find himself in a pretty good spot. For more updates, let's go down to pit road and our other O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter, Alan Cavana.
I have the president of Colic Racing trying to get two cars to advance. One pitted, one didn't. A.J. Allmendinger's decision was late. What's the scenario here for both your cars?
Well, the point situation determined A.J.'s deal, right? Now, SVG has got to pretty much win. He saved a lot of tires sitting there waiting, and he's probably the best, in that situation. So, hey, we just got to try to get these two guys to the next round. We didn't do a good job the first two races. That's on us. And we knew coming here that we had to win, and we're here to win.
All right, they're trying to get it all, the win and advancing two cars.
So, again, SVG is going to lead them to the green flag. And to his inside, I believe that is going to be Austin Green. So we'll have to see how things will line up. And Pat Patterson, have you got a good read on some of those guys up front?
Yeah, Austin Green is up here, and he's a good road racer, proud of Owensboro, Kentucky. He'll go side-by-side with SVG, that 50 car on the inside there. That is Preston Partis, also a really good racer as we head back for a restart.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty good at going left and right, is Preston Partis in the number 50 machine. And Jesse Love is up in this mix as we go into the Geico restart zone through the chicane, the hard turn back onto the front stretch. Shane Van Gisbergen gets the jump here. As expected, the battle is going to be for the runner-up spot with Austin Green.
Yeah, it's a monster jump for Van Gisbergen as Sam Mayer further back already trying to make it three wide, trying to get to the fifth position. They'll all chase after Shane Van Gisbergen, leading him into turn three.
Yeah, Sam Mayer wouldn't have liked my math. I said eight cars. It's actually five, and he is trying to make quick work of those cars. Not able to do anything just yet as Shane Van Gisbergen pulls out for about a four-car length advantage off of turn number five.
And Jesse Love has slid into the second spot around Austin Green. In the fourth position is Parker Kligerman as Shane Van Gisbergen goes into turn six, tiptoeing away from the field. Now battle for fourth. It's Sam Mayer trying to look to the inside of Parker Kligerman. Kligerman to the inside of Austin Green for third.
Well, Sam Mayer really needs to force the issue if he's going to have a shot at SVG, because SVG off of turn number eight already has a 10 car length advantage. It is second now to Jesse Love. He's being pursued by Parker Kligerman, who rides in the third position as they head to the left-hander at turn 10.
Here comes the leader into turn 10. Shane Van Gisbergen works back to the right now on 11. We'll let the car drift inside on 12. Now drives it hard up onto the banking. Van Gisbergen out in front now by about 25 car lengths. Parker Kligerman challenging for that second spot. He'll go to work with Jesse Love.
Parker Kligerman swings to the outside of Jesse Love. He will take the runner-up spot as they dive into the chicane. Shane Van Gisbergen continues to lead. Let's call it seven car lengths. Then it's Kligerman, Jesse Love, and Sam Mayer rides in fourth.
Sam Mayer has those fresh Goodyear tires.
And got them stacked up right here in front of you guys in the front stretch.
That's Connor Mozak, also Anthony Alfredo. They get the car spun around. NASCAR is holding the yellow flag. Everybody is back and running, and we're still under green. Let's pick up the leaders.
Sam Mayer has now grabbed the third spot, and he is on a rail. He's on the charge to set up at turn number five. And SVG, I'll tell you what, Doug, that car is a handful. He almost lost it at the entrance of turn number five.
And he is holding back for sure. The top three cars in the field right now, Van Gisbergen, Kligerman, Mayer, they basically have to win to advance. And Van Gisbergen's up front and smoking tires behind him in the back of the top five.
We're just about to find out how much four fresh tires actually can accomplish, because Kligerman now has SVG clearly in his gun sights, just about half a dozen car lengths back.
Parker Kligerman is closing the gap on Shane Van Gisbergen into number 10 right now. Right side over to 11, exit 12 onto the banking. Kligerman has cut a 20 car lead down to about 10 cars now as they're midway through 13 and 14 headed to turn 15.
Kligerman out of the turn and to turn 15 here. That's the front stretch chicane, and that is a hard right-hand turn when you exit that. Shane Van Gisbergen with the lead, but Kligerman has cut it down to almost a single car length, trying to chase him down in one.
Where has he come from? I don't feel like we've talked about Parker Kligerman all day long. He's going to lose that ride at the end of the year, but he is all over Shane Van Gisbergen. Mark, they're separated by a car length as they arc it into turn three.
And again, if there's any place where the grip is going to go away, it's going to be up the bank, off that little bit of banking at the apex of turn number five. We'll see if it goes away on SVG here. Parker Kligerman right in the tire track. The car does move around just a little bit. Going to try to get to the inside and enter to turn six.
Kligerman's been aggressive all day, smoking tires in this section of the track. He gets right in the tire track to Shane Van Gisbergen. He's to his inside at turn number seven. Move car 48 to the lead. Will Van Gisbergen cross him over? He hasn't yet.
Parker Kligerman qualified outside the top 20. He and his team very disappointed with his starting position, but he immediately began to move his way forward, worked his way to the top 10, but seemed to stall out in about the eighth position. His advantage over SVG now, two car lengths into turn number 10.
Here comes new leader Parker Kligerman into turn number 10, makes that left-hand curve, and is Shane Van Gisbergen right on his bumper. Kligerman now pulls away by about two car lengths up on turn 13. Bottom of the racetrack is where he runs his car down to 14 and down to 15.
And that orange and white car, how about this for the carrot for Parker Kligerman to chase? It's his 118th Xfinity Series race. He's yet to win. A victory would put him in the playoff. It would also be the first one in his career. We have just 8 laps to go.
And here comes the fresh tire brigade of Sam Mayer and A.J. Allmendinger. Mayer got around Shane Van Gisbergen on the front straightaway. Now Van Gisbergen has to hold off A.J. Allmendinger into turn 3.
Sam Mayer looked awfully strong into the chicane. He was able to get off a little bit quicker now, and he makes a clean exit off of turn number 2. Drops back to about 5 car lengths. Here comes A.J. Allmendinger as SVG says, my tires are gone. He moves over and lets A.J. Allmendinger set sail for turn 6.
SVG's in 4th, Allmendinger 3rd. Second place and closing, it seems, is Sam Mayer. The leader's Parker Kligerman. He brings him into turn number 7, takes it conservatively, but spins his tires a bit as Mayer stays back a car length.
Off turn 8, Parker Kligerman gets a good run up the hill. He's extended his advantage over Mayer. It's growing by leaps and bounds off turn number 9. It's about 15 car lengths heading to the chicane. Parker Kligerman has got to be perfect into turn number 10 now. Makes that left-hand corner over to the right. Smokes the tires just a little bit. Has a good 5-car separation now as he exits 12 onto the banking over in turn 13. 4 cars separate 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and it's a long way back to the 5th place runner.
8 laps to go. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back and see if Kligerman can hang on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your engine with a full synthetic oil change and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly full synthetic motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $29.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Offer in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the 5-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water, please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Today's race brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount bike, combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Parker Kligerman has a 0.7 second lead here in the closing laps of the Drive for the Cure 250. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Back to the start-finish line. There'll be 5 laps to go in the Drive for the Cure 250 Xfinity Series race here at Charlotte Motor Speedway on the Roval. And we're now going commercial-free to the checkered flag, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Looking for a big day for the big machine car of Parker Kligerman, but Sam Mayer looms a single car length back with 5 laps to go. They go into the hard left-hander that is turn 1.
This is why the drama of the playoffs is so good. Not just a battle for the win, but a battle to keep your championship hopes alive. Sam Mayer all over the back of Parker Kligerman. Kligerman left the door open in three. Mayer wasn't able to fill it, Mark. Here he comes in four.
This is where the front three tightened up last time by. If Kligerman can hold on until he gets in front of Doug Turnbull, that's where he seems to be fastest when he gets back on, out onto what is the oval. They're nose to tail now as they head toward turn seven.
He exited five wide, goes to the inside of turn six, says Parker Kligerman. One car length lead. Let's see Sam Mayer break it about the same time as him. Does it gain on him at turn number seven? Allmendinger, car length behind them. Van Gisbergen is fourth.
Once again, out of the shade of turn number eight, into the sunlight of turn number nine, Parker Kligerman once again extends his advantage. It grows to two, three, maybe four car lengths, but now heading into turn number 10, here comes Mayer.
How hard will Mayer drive it into the chicane now? He can get to the bumper of Kligerman. He's there. Half a car length separate those as he works it out for turn 12. Now the lead grows for Kligerman, about 2.5 car lengths. Sam Mayer right there behind him, about eight car lengths back, A.J. Allmendinger.
Four laps to go. Kligerman has to win to move on in the playoff. Sam Mayer has to win. Something has to give as they get there into the chicane. Mayer almost taps the back bumper of Parker Kligerman across the stripe. Again, they dive into turn number one.
How wide can Parker Kligerman make that bright orange and white machine as he arcs out of turn number one? It's plenty wide. He'll hold that race lead about a car length over Sam Mayer. Mayer moving around the racetrack, Mark James, trying to find a way around.
Kligerman has the elbows out at the entrance to turn number four. He holds the advantage by about a half a car length. Slips and slides just a little bit upon exit. Mayer can't keep pace, though. A.J. Allmendinger, the interested spectator, as they climb the hill on the turn number five.
With four laps to go, Mayer knows he can't make his aggressive move too early because he could get caught again. He almost misses turn six and nearly hits Parker Kligerman. Now they're down the hill to seven, down to the first gear. 35, maybe 25 miles an hour. Kligerman barely pulling that train ahead.
Parker Kligerman already, of course, announced that he's stepping away from full-time racing next season, at the end of this season, in fact. So this is his last great shot at a championship. Off turn number nine, Parker Kligerman just two car lengths ahead of Sam Mayer. Mayer closes.
A.J. Allmendinger is in the perfect spot. If these two guys get squirrely, he goes right to the front. He is right there behind. Now you've got three cars. Half a car length separate all three of them. Here's Kligerman once again. Car and a half maybe ahead of second place Sam Mayer through 13 and 14 headed to the front stretch.
There is only one way for Kligerman and Mayer to advance, and that's to win. Mayer dives to the inside of Kligerman. He'll wrestle the lead away out of the chicane, but here comes Kligerman back on the inside at the stripe by a half a car length. It's Kligerman, three cars battling for the win.
It's almost like Parker was caught sleeping and Mayer got alongside. Parker got up on the wheel and took the race lead back. Now Sam Mayer rides right on that left rear corner banner. Parker Kligerman holds him off, Mark James, in the three.
Throw the proverbial blanket over the three, and now all of a sudden SVG has come storming back. He's about a half a car length away from making this a four-car battle. Parker Kligerman stretches it out to about three car lengths out at the exit of turn five.
As good as it gets as they round Redneck Hill, down the hill into turn six. Parker Kligerman's gotten back control of this race, back of the lead by car length. Now into seven. Kligerman takes a conservative line. Mayer outbreaks him. Allmendinger smokes his tires. Van Gisbergen right behind him.
Tenuous the advantage that's enjoyed by Parker Kligerman. 2-3, now four car lengths, and it's slow into turn number nine is Sam Mayer. He's lost his momentum. He may lose second to Allmendinger. Side by side, they race for second.
Now Mayer battles back. He'll hold on to that spot as he gets into the chicane, about a car length and a half off of Parker Kligerman, but that might be just enough for Kligerman now as he'll get a full separation, a good 25 cars from second, third, and fourth. Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger, and Shane Van Gisbergen.
With two laps to go, 5 points above the cut line, Justin Allgaier, 5 points below it, Shane Van Gisbergen in fourth. Parker Kligerman has to win to move on in the playoff, and right now has a five-car length lead going into one.
Boy, whatever happened to Sam Mayer on the banking, it's gone away, and he's found some more speed in that number one Chevrolet. He's trying to track back down Parker Kligerman, but he's got to find five car lengths. He's being chased by Allmendinger and Van Gisbergen to three.
This is where he's always closed over the last three laps, and he does once again. He's pared it down to about two car lengths. Again, those four separated each by about two car lengths. Kligerman, though, gets off of turn number four in great shape, about a five-car length advantage as he climbs the hill.
Got to be mistake-free, but one mistake could be being too conservative with these hungry thoroughbreds behind Parker Kligerman. He leads by three car lengths into turn seven. Babies that big Spike Lights cooler machine there through turn seven. Sam Mayer still a couple of car lengths behind.
The bright orange and white Chevrolet of Parker Kligerman continues to set the pace with just a couple of laps remaining. Drops to the bottom of the racetrack between turns eight and nine. Now drifts up to the outside wall off of turn number nine. He'll set up for the chicane in turn 10.
Parker Kligerman having the drive of his life. Into turn 10, he goes back to the right in turn 11. Now turn 12, hammers the throttle, drives it up onto turn number 13, has got a good 15, 20 car lead over second place right now. Kligerman trying to get to that white flag and have an opportunity.
All Parker Kligerman has to do is hold a steady wheel for about 17 more laps. He will clinch his first career win and he will advance in the playoffs across the start finish line. Parker Kligerman leads by seven car lengths.
Caution is on the racetrack.
Yeah, guys, it's in turn number three. Leland Honeyman Jr. has buried his car under the tire barriers. But Mark, Doug, I believe Parker Kligerman might have took the white flag before the caution came out.
Parker Kligerman indeed took the white flag. He is going to win it. He picked a great time to win his first Xfinity Series race in his 118th start. And it means he hits a walk-off homer in round one of the Xfinity Series playoff and has made the round of eight.
Didn't see that one coming when we rolled in here today. Parker Kligerman rallying late, drove a beautiful race, and made the race-winning move on the front stretch. He gave up the lead to Sam Mayer, then rallied back, got the lead back before they got to turn one, then held off to secure his first ever win and a spot in the playoffs. Shane Van Gisbergen is the first one out. He is minus five below the cut line.
You know, Doug, it's funny. I forgot to mention in the pre-race, and this I'm gospel truth, right? To maybe don't sleep on Parker Kligerman. Five road course races coming into this race today, five top tens. No, he didn't win, but he was always in the hunt, and guess what? Cashed in big time. He wins the Drive for the Cure Xfinity Series 250 cutoff race on the Roval.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Folks, forget everything we just said. NASCAR is now saying Parker Kligerman did not get to the line, did not get the white flag before that yellow flag came out. Oh, my goodness. If he missed it, it's got to be an eyelash. My goodness. Look at this.
We've watched the replay here a couple of times, and it is a nanosecond, if that. If he beat the team, if he beat it back to the start-finish line. And NASCAR still has the yellow flag out, so this race is not over. Parker Kligerman, sorry about that. You got to go back around a few more times.
Oh, my, my. I guess that teaches us not to jump the gun. What our eyeball saw does not match up, I guess. Right now, we want to tell you that our show today was brought to you by Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer. Visit your local Bass Pro Shop store or shop online at BassPro.com. Your adventure starts here. We owe our local affiliates a break. Here it is. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products.
Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at Charlotte Motor Speedway on the Roval, Parker Kligerman, we presumed, had won the race. NASCAR reviewed the tape, and it had to be within a tenth of a second that he did not take the white flag, or that the yellow light did not come on, and so they're going to NASCAR overtime now.
Doug, the NASCAR starter, Caden Kreutzer, had the yellow and the white flag waving together. I mean, that's how close this thing was. So, wow.
Let's go down to Alan Cavana.
And I'm with Parker Kligerman's crew chief, Patrick Gano. You are right across from the flag stand. You couldn't have had a better look at it. What are you seeing? What did you say to NASCAR when they told you a different decision?
Well, I can state my side of it, and they can state theirs. They're sending me snapshots from up top, and I thought I saw us underneath the white flag, and then we were by it, and they threw the yellow. But it is what it is. We've had a great day. We're in position to accomplish the goal and win a race and get on to the next round. Parker's done a heck of a job. The guys have done a great job here on pit road and prep and everything else. So Parker's ready to go. He said he's got this, so we'll see.
You just hit the highest of highs. How do you calm your driver back down, get him ready?
Well, he probably didn't get as excited as we did. So, it's a tough one.
It's tough. You can see it in their face, guys. They had it,
yep,
and then it wasn't there.
And it's going to be a while here because they've still got to do the cleanup in turn three here to get this race restarted. As a matter of fact, they're bringing the field down back through the chicane right now.
Doug, let's look at this scenario. Kligerman first, Mayer second, Van Gisbergen fourth. Those three guys got to win this thing to move on. Right now, Van Gisbergen, despite having a great afternoon, scoring 13 stage points, all that kind of good stuff, is 5 points below the cut line. Allgaier plus five. He's got to win. And so does Kligerman and Mayer. No telling what's going to happen. Nick Yeoman, you better be ready, man. Buckle up. I think turn one's going to get pretty wild
there. Yeah, well, it got plenty wild down in turn number three with the Leland Honeyman accident. In fact, I saw it happen right as the leaders were coming out of that final quarter, and I thought, let's wait until the lights come on. And they threw the yellow, and of course, Parker Kligerman's crew not thrilled about that. As for the cleanup, they have finally gotten that number 42 machine wedged out from underneath the wall. Leland Honeyman Jr., he buried it deep into the turn three wall. They had to lift up the wall, got the car pulled back out, and now they've got a flatbed truck that I would assume they're going to load that car onto, or at least find a way to tow him back to the garage area. But yeah, there were a lot of safety crew members there, and it was a concerted effort to try to get not only the driver, but that car wedged out from underneath that tire barrier.
So NASCAR showing the replay. There's the white flag. Oh my goodness. Is that inches? I mean, they're showing, there's the yellow light right there. Apparently that's the yellow light they're saying.
It might be a foot and a half.
My goodness. Wow. Game of inches. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
Hold on. Stay here.
I'm sorry.
All right, so we're watching now. We'll wait. It's going to be another couple of laps. It looks like they have finally cleared most of the debris, and they have got the Leland Honeyman car out of turn three, so that's the big key here. And then we'll have to restart this with Parker Kligerman and Sam Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger, Jesse Love. Shane Van Gisbergen is scored back in fifth now, so he dropped a position during all of that. That car, Mark, after they did not come in and take fresh tires and kept him out there, was never the same. And he got eaten up by Mayer and Kligerman and A.J. Allmendinger.
Yeah, and he's still going to be scored fourth. Jesse Love, I think, Doug, was going down pit road and kind of got scored ahead of him there for a second. But, again, Van Gisbergen, I think, is going to restart this thing in fourth as I look out there on the racetrack. And as we have it right now, of course, if Kligerman holds on, he advances. okay, along with Chandler Smith, Sammy Smith, plus 33 above the cut line right now, Austin Hill, plus 21, Cole Custer, plus 19, Jesse Love, plus 14, A.J. Allmendinger, plus 5 on the bubble, Justin Allgaier, minus 5. One spot below is Shane Van Gisbergen, minus 8, Sheldon Creed, he's out of the race. Sam Mayer, who is currently running in the second spot, is minus 10 in the 11th spot, and minus 18, Riley Herbst, that car's all tore to pieces. He's not going to be able to, obviously get above the cut line. So, again, Kligerman, Mayer, Van Gisbergen, they got to win it to get in it.
Well, I mean, they know their jobs. They know their assignments here, and we'll see if one of them's capable of getting up there and winning this race. I think they're all capable. A.J. Allmendinger is back there, and if A.J. Allmendinger could somehow rally, I don't think that pulls Shane Van Gisbergen. Well, it would.
It might.
It would because they are behind him in points. So it would pull them, it would pull Shane Van Gisbergen up into the playoffs.
It might. It would. I'm not sure how all the math would work out. Allgaier in the eighth spot, it would be nice for him to pick up another spot or two to give himself a little bit of breathing space. But it looks like they're still working on the cleanup over there in turn number three. So, again, as the sun begins to set, the racetrack now coming on to almost full shade, a little bit of ray of sunshine there on what is oval track turn number two, and just about midway.
Well, the
down
lights are on around the oval portion of the racetrack.
So it's just going to help out a little bit.
And they do have some lights as a result of a few years ago that put light down on the infield portion of this. So they're kind of prepared for that. As you can see over here, Mark, to our right, down in what would be NASCAR 1 and 2, they do have lights to light up the race track. So darkness is not going to be a problem.
Yeah, the year that A.J. Allmendinger won in the rain and the storm and all that was going on, it was something right out of a Hollywood movie, right? You're racing through the dark and the shadows and all that. It was an amazing run for A.J. Allmendinger that night. Just the whole deal there, you know, on wet weather tires, something that hadn't been really done before. I thought all the drivers in that Xfinity Series race did a great job to survive that one.
All right, so we'll see how this plays out here. They've still got a lot of emergency equipment. Nick Yeoman, can you see down there into turn three right now?
Yeah, I can. They've removed the car. Car's been taken back to the garage area for Leland Huttyman, and now it's just about getting that wall placed correctly so that if in case we had another accident down there, that it could the integrity of the wall could sustain any other cars driving into it. So, yeah, now there's just a couple safety vehicles. I think they're probably looking for any bits and pieces of race car that were left behind, but the majority of the cleanup is done, and now I see a couple of those safety trucks. Yeah, they are departing turn number three now, so it looks like we're getting close, and I can see the drivers kind of swerving back and forth up onto the banking at the choose cone, so I think we're really close to gearing racing.
Lights off on the pace car, so we're ready to go next time by. So green, white, and then checkered. And you know the rules. If we get a flag before the white flag falls, then we start over again.
Boy,
like
did we just find that rule out again. So Kligerman will choose the outside of row one to his inside. It'll be Sam Mayer. Allgaier inside of row two, outside Shane Van Gisbergen. Austin Hill is going to be on the inside of row number three. Pat, can you pick it up from there?
Yeah, let me look back here and see. Okay, so you got Kligerman up here with Sam Mayer. Then you got SVG on the outside, with AJ there. Then there's the 21, Austin Hill is there. Chandler Smith right in there. Brandon Jones will start beside his teammate, Justin Allgaier. Cole Custer is right there with Josh Balicki as all of those cars enter into turn number 13 now. Lights are out on the pace car as everybody gets those tires ready to go. So we're almost ready for a restart here. Pace car edges these cars ever so closer to turn 14. Fans are on their feet. We're about to figure it out here at the Roval in the Xfinity Series. Here they come for this restart.
The round one cutoff race is going to overtime. Green, white, checkered flag. The first attempt is now coming your way. Kligerman, Sam Mayer leading the field into the Geico restart zone. Again, right behind them, teammates A.J. Allmendinger and Shane Van Gisbergen. So here they are. The green flag is back out as they cross the start-finish line. Mayer and Kligerman almost a dead heat. Kligerman now with a slight advantage on the outside in turn one.
But Mayer's going to drive it in deep. They'll stay off of each other at the exit of turn number one. Kligerman's car got sideways into turn number two. They'll stay He's side by side and bang doors as they go side by side again into turn number three.
Still side by side at the exit of turn number three. Battle for third is a side by side battle as well as AJ Allmendinger and SVG continue to bang fenders. Meanwhile, Clickerman with about a half a car length advantage, but that closes rapidly now to the crest of the hill.
Hard, clean racing into turn six. Sam Mayer gives a little nudge to the leader, Parker Clickerman. Both have to win to advance in the playoffs. Now Mayer fans to the outside. Diamonds the corner, cuts to the inside of Clickerman. They touch wheels. Mayer and Clickerman are neck and neck.
This is the spot where Parker Clickerman has prevailed. However, this time off of turn number eight, advantage Sam Mayer by a car length and a half. A lot of tire smoke on the left front of Parker Clickerman's machine, but he stays hard in the throttle.
How hard will Parker Clickerman charge into this chicane? It's all on the line. Clickerman trying to get around Sam Mayer, being pressured from the rear. SVG there is there. AJ Allmendinger is there. Here comes Sam Mayer halfway through 13 and 14. Sam Mayer driving for 15 now.
Great lap there for Sam Mayer. He dives into the chicane. A lot of tire smoke off Mayer. Almost locks it up. Makes the turn onto the front stretch. The battle is for second. Allmendinger gets around Clickerman, and now SVG passes him, but Mayer leads by six car lengths back to one.
Yeah, Kligerman's going to tumble all the way back to fourth, and now the colleague drivers are going to have to get up on the wheel with just a lap to go to try to run down Parker Clickerman. Sam Mayer. Mayer leads the field out of turn three.
Started on the outside of row one, overzealous at the start. Again, the exuberance of youth had to do the drive-through, but boy, he has come storming back with a vengeance. About a 10-car length advantage for Sam Mayer at the crest of the hill.
This is the last lap. The next flag will end this race. Sam Mayer's down the hill at turn six. The easy right-hander. He's making it look easy into turn seven. Babies at number one machine. Into the lead there is AJ Allmendinger and SVG fight for second. Parker Clickerman started to fade.
Well, they started 1-2-3 at the beginning of this race, though not in this order. Sam Mayer building on his advantage. It's now 20 car lengths off of turn number nine. Sam Mayer heads down the back straightaway.
Here comes Sam Mayer for the final time, perhaps today, into turn number 10. Makes the left-hander. Now back to the right in 11. Now through 12. Hammers the throttle up on 13. Now climbs the banking. Sam Mayer trying to be the one and drive the one to victory lane today.
Sam Mayer home free. Victories don't come any bigger than this. It could be his second victory of 2024, and indeed it looks like it will be. He safely makes his way through the front straightaway chicane, and Sam Mayer is going to win for the second time in 2024, the seventh time in his career. And Sam Mayer, like his teammate a week ago, Sammy Smith, had to win to move on to the second round of the playoff, and indeed has done that, winning on the Roval here at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
And we will hold off on NASCAR scoring and let you know exactly how it fades out, because it changed on the very last lap. And it looks like the last car to get in on points is going to be Jesse Love. He is plus two. Shane Van Gisbergen unofficially is being shown below the cut line in the ninth place, minus 2 points. So narrowly misses the playoffs here, and then Sam Mayer comes back after it looked like for a while that Parker Clickerman had the win.
Guys, I misspoke in all the excitement. Third win for Sam Mayer this year after he won at Texas and Iowa. Man, big win. And again, what are you thinking if you're Parker Clickerman? What are you thinking if you're Parker Clickerman? 1 foot away.
Yeah, from a W.
You're first.
I tell you, the folks watched the heck of a race here today.
Wow, what a finish.
You can hear them cheering here, and I know that there are people that don't like the Roval as much, Mark, but, man, we've got a show today.
You can't argue about that finish. You can't argue about the final stage of this race, and, wow. And, again, a great move by Sam Mayer, you know, set up in turn six, as Doug Turnbull described it. Again, went wide, came cutting underneath Clickerman. They touched. I mean, he put his passenger door right up against the driver's door, Parker Clickerman. They traded paint, and then Sam Mayer drove on to grab the victory. And what a heartbreaker for Parker Clickerman, Scott Bruschetta, and that whole team. That is just a heartbreaking loss for Parker Clickerman.
So here's the way the points will break down as far as the eight that will advance to the playoffs. And it's going to be Sammy Smith from last week, Sam Mayer from this week. They both get in. Next in line will be Chandler Smith,
Then after that, it's Austin Hill. Cole Custer gets in. Then A.J. Allmendinger, Justin Allgaier, after all the misery he's gone through, will advance. And Jesse Love gets in. And eighth, missing it by 2 points, Shane Van Gisbergen. By 7 points was Sheldon Creed. Riley Herbst minus 18 and Parker Kligerman minus 24, but actually minus about a foot.
Doug, coming in, two of the drivers below the cut line have made their way to the round of eight. Sam Mayer, along, of course, with Justin Allgaier, and two guys failed to get above that cut line, Van Gisbergen and Parker Kligerman. Riley Herbst, Sheldon Creed, fell out of the top eight to below the cut line, so they miss out. And, wow, there was a lot going on there at the end of that race.
So we will catch up with the winner and some of the top finishers and the folks that advance here to conclude this one. Don't forget, we'll be back on tomorrow with the broadcast of the Bank of America Roval 400. Watching down on the pit lane, Shane Van Gisbergen comes over and consoles Parker Kligerman. So do some other drivers. Let's check in now with Brad Gilley.
Shane Van Gisbergen came into this race certainly as one of the favorites. You started on the pole. Everyone came down for fresh tires. You guys stayed out. What were you thinking in that moment, Shane?
I don't know. It's we'll talk about that later. It's pretty pretty gutting, obviously, but we had a crack, and yeah, we were in, then we weren't, so it was a bit of a roller coaster. So yeah, a bit gutted to miss it. We had a good year, and shame we couldn't progress.
Yeah, they've had a fantastic year. Three wins, but they come up a little bit short of making it to the round of eight. Brett McMillan.
Well, Justin Allgaier, you and I talked before the race, and you weren't sure what you'd have to do to advance. Wow, you did by 4 points. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels amazing. You know, this team, everybody at Junior Motorsports, to get Sam in victory lane, for us to pour our way in, I mean, just I cannot say enough. You hate others' misfortune, right? And that's ultimately what got us in today. But this race, we came in with a game plan, and we stuck to it. Jim Pullman and this whole 7 team, absolutely phenomenal. Our Jarrett Logistics Camaro was fantastic today, and we just did all the right things. And to be honest with you, that last green white checkered, I couldn't have done it without my teammate Brandon Jones. He did a great job blocking there and keeping me some distance. And he did a great job today too. And I think he got roughed up there on the last restart. But that was the two worst laps I've probably run all year, and still transferred in. So what a day, especially for our company, everybody at Junior Motorsports. All three of our Camaros are going on to the next round, and really proud of the effort. And everybody back at the Hendrick Engine Shop, everybody at Brandt, Hellman's, just all the partners that we have. It's a big day.
Eddie won a stage, gets all those points back now for Las Vegas, Brad Gilley. Austin Hill is going to advance to the round of eight. An eventful day, a non-eventful day. I know you're here smiling, but what are you feeling right now, Austin?
I mean, I had a lot of fun all day today. It was fun racing with all these guys. We had a car that I think was capable of probably winning the race. Few restarts just didn't go my way. I guess the biggest restart that didn't go my way was when the 14 peeled off after the choose. That really frustrated me. I didn't really understand why he decided to choose, and then he pulled off because that allowed that whole lane to go forward. I would have chose the top, but I didn't think the 14 was going to roll there, so that put us behind a little bit. And then we had really good speed, and we were catching the top four, and obviously we ran out of laps. We weren't going to get there, and then the caution came out, and maybe I just didn't get my tires ready enough on that restart, but I was kind of slipping and sliding the front tires a little too much for those last green-white checkered laps. So all in all, solid day for everyone on this Bennett Chevrolet. RCR, ECR engines was strong all day. We came in here and did what we had to do. I basically said at the start of the week this week is all we have to do is go run top 10 in all the stages, and we'll move on to the next round. And to come out of here with a top 5 finish, I want to win on one of these race courses because I know we're good enough to do it, but I'll take a solid fourth-place finish.
All right, there is Austin Hill. He goes on to the round of eight. Brett McMillan.
Fifth-place finish for Chandler Smith. You came in, felt like you were in pretty good shape to advance, and you have into the round of eight. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it. No, I'm super, super grateful that the good Lord blessed me with this opportunity here, Joe Gibbs Race, and all the men and women at the shop's been thrashing to make this 81 group back to where we expect to be and should be. And it's just a testimony the past few weeks of all the hard work they've been putting in. So you said before, survive in advance. We came in here already advanced and just came in, wanted to have some fun today, and we did. Came home with a top 5 finish, so we'll take it.
Congratulations. That's Chandler Smith, as we talked about. A fifth-place finish for him today. And we'll go get A.J. Allmendinger. His teammate got a win today. His four-race win streak here at the Roval came to an end today. He's talking to Matt Collard right now. We'll go ahead and step in here. And A.J., your four-race win streak came to an end today, but you advanced to the playoffs, which I think probably you'd take that instead, right?
Yeah, for sure. Just the strategy we had to be on to make sure we're getting the points was the most important thing. You know, we still had a chance to win with the campers in RV Chevy. I got just too loose there that last run, so I was struggling a bit, but, you know, I felt like we did everything right. Guess we didn't win the battle, but won a small war to get to the next round.
That works.
Yeah, that does.
We'll see you in Las Vegas.
All right, thanks a lot there, Brett McMillan. Appreciate the hustle here. We'll catch up with Sam Mayer and Parker Kligerman here in just a moment as the dust is literally settling from the big burnout that Mayer had just a moment ago, scoring another career win and advancing on in the playoffs. And so the playoff field is set as we head to Las Vegas next week.
Tell you what, we keep watching that replay. Holy smokes, what a tough thing for Parker Kligerman. Let's go down to Brad Gilley.
Parker Kligerman, I don't know what words you have right now. I know you saw the replay of just how close it was to the start-finish line. What are you feeling?
Yeah, I was gutted for that. I thought we had it. I teared up a little bit under that lap, and then it was not. So I had to refocus and get a good restart. And I got the good restart and did everything right. And just I thought I did the right things down in seven, but it wasn't to be. But I just, you know, I've gone through a lot of emotions. I said I'm not going to cry because you don't do that in sports, but, man, I love this game, and it would have been cool to keep going the next round and doing that, and I didn't, you were right. I don't know. I'm just thankful to have had the opportunity to be in that position, but I really, really wanted that, and I feel like I drove the best I've ever driven those last 10 or 12 of those laps, and this one just hurts. It just hurts a lot.
Yeah, there is Parker Kligerman. Got a nice handshake from his crew chief, Patrick Donahue, and just tough for him to be so close. Brett McMillan. All right, here with Jesse Love, talking with crew chief Danny Stockman, and also Jeb Bush is over here. Last man in, but you know what? The key word there is in by 2 points. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, Brett, if we're going to win it, we got to be in it, right? So, it was not the prettiest day. Yeah, I probably lost a little bit of respect with some guys, and for good reason. I just had to do what I have to do, right? These guys work too hard for me not to give them my all when I'm out there, and had to use it up. My number two Camaro was really good. At the end, it was pretty tore up, but we showed a lot of speed all day. I'm glad we got those stage points in stage one. And, we were raced on defense there, and that wasn't the right idea. So we're done with that. We're going to race on offense for the next 3 weeks and try to win ourselves in.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Brett.
It's Jesse Love advancing into the playoffs. And we got Cole Custer that's also in the playoffs. And Cole Custer sponsored this week by Andy's Frozen Custard. I think we'll all go enjoy some custard. There's winning custard, right?
Yeah, I definitely need a frozen custard after that. I'm going to go buy Andy's. But it was a hard day for sure. But our guys did a great job keeping ourselves in the game. And we did a great job throughout the season just setting ourselves up where we didn't need our best day today. A little bit frustrated for sure because I felt like the road courses last year, it was like our strong suit. And this year, I mean, it's been a struggle. So we'll go back to the, you know, we'll try and figure out what we can do better and what I can do better. But just ready for the next round. I think we got some really good tracks.
All right, see you in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
That's Cole Custer as he moves on. Let's go on to Victory Lane and Alec Avada.
Victory Lane with Sam Mayer. He got out. He did the Superman celebration. But take me through the emotions, Superman. There was a moment everyone thought this race was over, and you weren't the winner. What was that like inside the car?
Gosh, I was like, come on, NASCAR. You're going to really wait that long to throw the caution? But, man, that's a crazy ending right there. Good day for JRM for sure. We did everything we needed to do, and it certainly helps. Having a car as fast as Xfinity Internet, this QPS employment Chevrolet certainly was on rails. We probably weren't the favorite going into the day with how fast all those other guys were, but we certainly showed them up and got it done.
It came down to a pit call. Everyone on your radio said, I want to be on offense. What did that mean to you, and did that make the difference?
That's what we said exactly 12 months ago, and that's what we said today as well. So it obviously works. It helps having a great, great team, great organization to go out there and race for, but man, I'm speechless. This is certainly unbelievable. All thanks to God above. He certainly he certainly blessed us with one today, and I appreciate it.
You have a new shot at a championship. What's that mean to you?
Hey, I remember this 12 months ago. It is the exact same story, and, you know, we came up short last year, but I'm better this year, and we're going to come up, and we're going to whack some ass.
Started from the bottom of the playoff ladder today, and now we're here. Victory Lane, guys.
And that Victory Lane interview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Sam Mayer wins for the second year on the Roval, and what a win as he makes his way in to the next round of the Xfinity Series playoff, their round of eight.
All right, let's give you the full field rundown here, and we'll let you know that Sam Mayer won by about 1.4 seconds over A.J. Allmendinger. Shane Van Gisbergen was third, fourth to Austin Hill, fifth to Chandler Smith. Parker Kligerman was sixth. A.J. Allmendinger seventh, or rather, Justin Allgaier was seventh. Josh Balicki eighth, Eric Almirola ninth, and Sammy Smith finished 10th.
Brandon Jones 11th, 12th Parker Retzlaff, Cole Custer 13th, 14th Alex LeBay, Jeb Burton 15th, 16th Anthony Alfredo, Ryan Sieg 17th, 18th Connor Mozak, Jesse Love 19th, Jeremy Clements in 20th.
Preston Partis 21st, 22nd Matt DiBenedetto, Kyle Sieg 23rd, Dawson Cram 24th, 25th to Nathan Bird, Brad Perez 26th, 27th was Dylan Lupton, Leland Honeyman 28th, 29th is Sage Karam, and Austin Green finished 30th.
Ryan Ellis 31st, Riley Herbst in 32nd, Blaine Perkins 33rd, Thomas Annunziata finishes 34th, 35th Sheldon Creed, Josh Williams 36th, 37th is Eric Jones, and Brennan Poole will finish in last place today in that 38th position. And want to remind everybody, tomorrow it's the Bank of America Roval 400. Doug, we're on the air at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Shane Van Gisbergen didn't get this one, but guess what? He'll lead the green field to the green flag tomorrow with Tyler Reddick on the front row with him, followed by A.J. Allmendinger, Joey Logano, and then Austin Cindric. That's our top five.
Back on the air at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Thanks a lot to our entire crew today. Pit Road, Alan Cavana, Brad Gilley, Brett McMillan, Turns, Rob Albright, Pat Patterson, Mark James, Nick Yeoman, and Doug Turnbull. I'm Doug Rison for Mark Garrow. Good night, and congratulations to Sam Mayer.
The Drive for the Cure 250, presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, was sponsored by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers 24/7 protection when you bundle home, auto, and motorcycle. Learn more at progressive.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with Geico. And brought to you by Pfizer. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're playing it safe, but baby, I'll wait. Second or so. Ooh, baby, come and get me. My heart's sitting on gold. Ooh, it's off to the races. All you gotta do is let me know. Ooh, I'm ready and waiting. My heart's sitting on gold.
You ought to give in now instead of resisting. I'm betting it's only a matter of time before you and me are standing at the finish line. You're having your doubts, but you come around.
Ooh, whenever you're ready, I could be yours in a second or so.
Go ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Bye.